LNB's audio diary for the 4th of June, 2023. It is a Sunday and it's just about 2:30 in the afternoon. I'm on my way to pick up Mrs. Bronx from her job. Right now it's actually quite cool because clouds rolled in over the sun. But even in the sun, it wasn't, I don't like it, but comparatively speaking, it's not bad. We have been getting rain. We got a lot of rain yesterday. Probably it looks like rain today, so I closed the window facing this side of the house, or the window on this side of the house to keep it from coming in. If it isn't raining when I get home, I'll open it back up to get a cross breeze. I have not put the ACs in, the air conditioning, but we'll see how the day plays out. I volunteered at the shelter today, but today was a little different. Today they actually had some volunteers, some new volunteers that needed training. You know, we're into summertime and you get people who come up, seasonal people who come up, and there were a couple new ones. They were very nice. I just went over the bunnies. I just went over the rabbits. And somebody else showed the cats, how to do the cats. So we'll see how it plays out. I mean, these people will be here for a couple of months and then they'll be gone. But that's fine. Any help, whenever you can get it, is great. Great, and this is the time of year when you get more help, and take advantage of it, you know? Why not? So that was good. That was well worth it. And I'll go in tomorrow. Whoever's there is there, and if they're not, then I'll do what I usually do, you know? Oh, let's see. I got the latest script for Edict Zero FIS from Jack Kincaid, who is the mastermind and writer, producer, everything, director of Edict Zero FIS, the audio science fiction police procedural, boy, I'm having trouble, police procedural audio drama that I've been involved in for a few years. And it's a good episode. The script is really good. I'll work on that not tomorrow, but Tuesday when we're home. I won't go in. Mrs. Bronx is off on Tuesday, so I'll have the whole day to work on that. So I'll probably do that on Tuesday if the weather allows. And unless it's raining really early in the day, at least lately, the mornings are quiet. So I should be able to do it then. So that'll be fun. This is the last season of Edict Zero FIS. After this, it's gone and it's done. Jack Kincaid has stated that there might be other projects in the future that are spun off from Edict Zero, but this is it. So we're finishing. We'll do this episode, which is season 6, episode 6, and then there are 3 more after this, so it'll be, I guess, season 6, episode 9, which will be the final episode of the show, and that'll be that. So we'll get there when we get there. He finished a kind of a mini-series based in the Edict Zero world called Captain Afterland, and if you go to the Edict Zero site, just look up Edict Zero FIS, in your search engine of choice, and you should find the homepage. I can't remember off the top of my head what what the actual homepage is, but when you go there, you'll see Captain Afterland, you'll see Edict Zero, you'll see everything associated with it, and they're just incredible science fiction, and big cast, and incredible sound, you know, it's an actual soundscape, you know, that has depth and, you know, oh, it's just amazing. It's hard to describe. It's just so incredible. So, yeah. If you haven't dipped your toe into audio drama, or if you have and you enjoy it, but you haven't checked out Edict Zero, I absolutely recommend it. It's hard to follow at first. You don't know what's going on, but bit by bit, it all becomes clear. And you get to understand what's happening in that world and who the big players are and blah, blah, blah. I play a regular character who comes in, I think it was season three. I think it was season three or maybe the end of two. I can't remember exactly. His name is Gage. And he's part of a independent group of hackers that increasingly play a larger role in the politics and ultimately the destiny of the world of Edict Zero. So it's such an amazing show. Jack Kincaid's a freaking genius. The guy's astonishing. Just astonishing what he's able to accomplish. So I'm very happy to be part of this show while it lasts. And when it's done, I'll take great pride in having been part of it. So anyway, that's Edict Zero. I need to record for my own book. I have to get chapter 18 recorded, so I guess I'll do that, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that, just to have something to work on so I can keep publishing. But I've worked through all my recorded stuff already, so I have to do that. The audio stream on Anon Radio on Friday, Friday midnight UTC, has been going okay. And I have to get myself settled for that completely. I have to record a little bit for an intro for this week. That's just going through my older recorded stuff. So right now we're on Street Candles. I'm up to chapter 13, I think it is. I think it's 13. And I'll also be doing an episode of Voice from the Void on there as well. So, you know, they're not too picky, I guess, to listen to this content. And they, you know, they needed somebody to fill a space. So I thought, well, let's do it. You know, it's like, I know I've covered this in the past and I apologize, but you know, we all have our little checklist that we want to achieve, right? And one of them I thought was entirely out of my hands, that I would never be able to achieve. And that is a radio show, right? And that's because in America, anyway, audio drama over radio is dead. You know, commercial radio, it's just, it doesn't exist. Or virtually doesn't exist. There are some pockets of it, usually either in public radio or independent radio stations, small ones localized in local areas. But by and large, let's put it this way, it was never anywhere where I lived when I had the ability and the capability, the skills and the equipment to record audio drama of any kind or anything like that, audio stories, whatever. Until now, until this part of my life or this phase of my life that's been going on for a few years, I've been able to do it, and I didn't have a venue. But I realized at some point that you can have, you know, you can have it all. You can live your dreams. But A, there's always a cost to that, and B, it may not look like you envisioned, right? That doesn't make it bad, but it means you have to alter your expectations, right? So I always wanted to have something in, you know, audio drama, right? Or, you know, radio drama. Well, that's not going to happen. I live in the United States. If I lived in the UK, I would have busted my butt to get on BBC Radio, BBC Four, and be an actor over, you know, on the radio over there, because that, you know, call it a stupid dream, but that's always been a dream of mine. It doesn't pay, it doesn't do anything like that, but it's something that I would have, you know, would have loved. But that's not available, so you have to change your expectations, change what your dream looks like. And I was able to do that by going into audio drama, so something like Edict Zero, which is not on the radio, it is a podcast, but it's being distributed, you know, freely to anyone who wants to hear it. So, is that the same as radio drama? Not exactly, but it's not too far off. That's okay, right? And a radio stream on Friday nights, Friday UTC, Thursday for me. Is that like radio drama? Well, no, but yes, right? It is a stream of audio that, unlike a podcast, when it's gone, it's gone. And that's much like radio. That's regular radio, right? So neither of those things are exactly what I had in mind, but boy, they're close. And that's not too bad. If I didn't pursue them, my dream would have been left unchecked. On that list, it would not be there, right? But this I can say I've done. And it makes me happy, you know, and it makes me happy. So you can have it all, but as again I say, it costs. There's always a price to pay to pursue your dreams. Always. And you aren't always the one paying that price. That's just the way of the world. That's the way things are. So there is a price, and your dreams, in order to achieve them, in order for it to be possible, your dreams may not look like you envision. But they may not be that far off from them. So that's where I am, and that's really why I've done, you know, I've pursued what I've pursued, you know. Star Drifter, my own stuff, is a podcast too, you know, so I could have my satisfaction there, but they're stories, they're not audio drama, you know, with multiple actors. I've achieved what I think I can, you know, short of actually pursuing radio broadcast locally, which frankly is sort of still on the list. So that might be a thing I do someday. I adapted a script. I think I talked about this, but I adapted a short story of mine, one of the Moses Arizona stories, into an audio script. And I even timed it out and made sure that this thing could run in a regular time slot, done properly. And I think it would be good. I think it would be a great thing to do. I would just need to decide it's what I wanted to do, you know, and that would mean I'd need to have some space cleared, you know. So maybe when Edict Zero is done, I might think about that. I might think about pursuing it, recording it, and then approaching one of the local radio stations who may or may not be against the idea. They might be for the idea. You never, I mean, all they can do is say no, right? And, you know, crappy time slot or something like that would be fine. And then I can say, I achieved the dream I was after as I was after it, you know? Live radio has never been the dream. I'm not very good on live, you know, live, unless I have a script in my hand. Now that would be great, but that just doesn't happen here. You know, that just does not happen here. So that's not even possible. There isn't anything like that I could do here. But at least I don't think so. I can think of a few things, a few ways that could be done here. Things I've seen and venues that I've seen available here that might be possible. It could be done if I wanted to do that. But anyway, it's all, well, ultimately it's just a choice that you make to do it or not to do it, right? You know, if you choose to do it, then all of the work, all of that price I talked about, all of that comes due. You have to do all of that stuff to make this come true. But it can be done, right? It can be done. And that's, it's taken me nearly 6 decades to come to that conclusion, that it can be done. If you choose to do it, it can be done. It just has a price that you have to pay. You know, you have to do the work involved. And that might be part of the price, or it might be a whole separate accounting situation, you know? So you know, all you need to do is make that choice, right? You don't take it from the standpoint of, is it possible or isn't it possible? Some things, yes, you know. I'm going to jump off a cliff without a parachute or parawing or anything like that. I'm just going to flap my arms and fly. You know, we're not talking about a complete break with reality. We are talking about stuff that can be done because people do it, right? You can be one of those people pursuing your dream. You just have to decide, this is what I want to do, and I am willing to do whatever it takes to do it, right? And I've heard those words all my life. I've heard them all my life, but I didn't really understand. I thought, well, only really some people can do that. Well, and, you know, if you start putting qualifiers on it, like, I'm going to, like, almost anyone, honestly, almost anyone these days can say, I want to be in the movies. I want to be in the movies, right? It's not out of reach for almost anyone if you're willing to put in, you know, willing to pay the price. If you're willing to put in the work and pursue it hard, you can be in the movies. Doesn't mean you make a living at the movies. It doesn't mean you're going to be a movie star. It means you can put your face on that screen. It's possible. It can be done. And if that's your goal, if that's your dream, if that's what you want, you can do it. It almost doesn't matter what you look like or anything else. It can be done. But it comes at a price, you know? You might have to move. You might have to, you know, very famously suffer, you know, monetary challenges throughout the whole thing and be poor and wait tables or all of that crap. You know, you might have to do that sort of thing, but it can be done. And I realize that now. You know, for much of my life, I thought, you know, people say that, but in the end, only some people can do it, right? Only some people will get lucky. True, only some people will get lucky, but lucky might send you to the stratosphere in that arena. But it doesn't mean that you can't do something through force of your own will. Make the choice. This is entirely possible, and I've come to understand that, you know, and modify your expectations. Decide that this thing that I'm doing, is it close enough to what I've been after? And if it is, you have achieved that goal. If it isn't, you keep working, you know? Anyway, soapbox, I'll put it aside. And I guess that's it for today, because I am at the shelter.